joining us right now. You know what's coming up. It's taxes. Time of year we all love so much, and to ease us into this is Ryan Ellis. He's with Forbes. He's a columnist for them. He's a tax policy expert and also is an enrolled agent, which means the IRS has designated him as one of the top tax experts practicing today, and he owns a tax preparation service right here in the Washington, D.C. area. Ryan, that is quite a resume. Welcome to Mornings on the Mall. How are you?
Doing great. This is the time of year everybody wants to know what my resume is. So
this is your busy time, I would assume. This is your crazy time because everyone has waited to the absolute last minute, right?
This is his Super Bowl.
Well, you have, you know, usually it's the same clients every year, but you learn to go with the ebbs and flows of it. And, it's a little busy, but you know, you got a few days left, and if somebody's really, really up against it, that's why God invented extensions.
Has the fact that the tax day been extended to April 18th this year made it any easier on the life of a tax preparer?
No.
It has in one very tangible way, is that the only people that really know that tax day is April 18th are the tax preparers, and everyone else thinks it's April 15th, and so it makes our job a lot easier that way.
Oh, good. So uninformed.
Well,
being uninformed is actually working in your favor this year.
That's why we hire tax preparers. We don't want to think about this too much.
Yeah, let me ask you the question. Why should someone hire a tax preparer? No, seriously, listen, even Tim Geithner used TurboTax. He used it poorly, but even he used it. Why should someone hire a tax preparer?
Well, most people should not. I really do think most people should use TurboTax or, you know, I don't mean advertise for them for free, but one of those type of software systems is fine for 85, 90, 95% of people. But if you're self-employed, if you have self-employment income, if you have, let's say, several rental properties, if you have anything international going on in your return, if there's anything really unusual going on in your return, or if you're very, very high income, doing the extra expense of hiring a tax preparer is something that isn't going to impact you that greatly. In those cases, I think it's worth it. But for most people, you can get away with spending $20, $30, $40, whatever it is, to get an app on your phone or do something in your laptop, take a lunch break to do it, and you'll do just fine.
Now, why is it on Tuesday instead of Monday?
Well, here we go. So April 15th falls on a Saturday this year, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it goes, obviously, it's then delayed until Monday, ordinarily. So you'd think it would be the 17th. But in the District of Columbia, it's a holiday in the District of Columbia for when the slaves were liberated just after the Civil War. And so that also falls on the 15th. That goes until a Monday. So it's a Monday is actually a holiday in the District of Columbia, which affects the building of the Internal Revenue Service. So that further delays tax day to Tuesday, and there we are.
It's pretty funny. It's a D.C. holiday affecting us nationwide.
So we're off on Monday?
It's Emancipation Day. So therefore, you know, so you have the benefit of roadside parking with no fees.
So we can park without when we come to work without having to pay.
DC. That's right.
But we still have to come to work.
Yeah, I think that'd be a good idea. I think this show actually has to keep going, right?
When's our Emancipation Day? I want a day.
You don't get a day.
That is amazing. I had no idea. I had no clue.
Well, there you go. So, Ryan, you've seen a lot of this over the years. What's sort of the biggest mistake that people make at the end of the road, especially when they're filing last minute their taxes?
Well, the biggest mistake people make is first of all, if they are coming up right against it. They they're not ready to do it. They'll either rush and do a very bad job on their taxes, or much more likely, they just won't do their taxes at all. And they'll say, "Well, I'm not ready yet, so I'm just not going to do it yet." They don't do anything. Well, there's a penalty called a failure to file penalty, which is very easy penalty to avoid. If you do an extension on your taxes, it gives you an additional 6 months to get your taxes done. It's not an extension to pay your taxes if you owe. But it is an extension to file your taxes until October 15th. If you file that, then you avoid the failure to file penalty. Now, you still owe. You may have a failure to pay penalty, but it's the easiest way to avoid paying extra money to the IRS, and you run into it every year, where somebody comes to you in June or July and says, "I haven't done my taxes yet. Great, did you do an extension?" "No, I didn't." Well, guess what? It's too late to do an extension, and you've just racked up several months of a failure to file penalty.
Mm.
So what about actually filing for an extension? Is it too late now?
No. You can file for an extension up until midnight Tuesday. So you've got all weekend to do it. It's very, very easy to do. It's something that taxpayers would be happy to have you do because they know that you're going to come back to them in the off season. You can do it right online, with TurboTax or one of these other type of systems can file an extension very, very quickly for you. Really, all you need is, your name, address, social, and then you can go ahead and e-file from there. You can also go to irs.gov and you can download the extension form. I'm sure there's a link right on the front page to irs.gov. Also, don't forget your state. Many states will just piggyback off of that. But if you do think you're going to owe state governments some taxes, you're also going to want to file an extension with your state as well.
You know, I want to ask you a broad question about taxes, which is, a lot of people think that the reason why we don't have a simplified tax code is exacerbated by the tax preparing industry, that it's just so against the notion that we would be able to file on a postcard. Where are you on simplifying taxes? Do you think that'd be better for the average filer?
Yeah, absolutely. That's why I'm a fan of the House GOP blueprint, to bring politics into a very convivial discussion on tax preparation. One of the things that is a key feature of that is that 95% of people under that plan wouldn't have to itemize their deductions anymore. 95% of people could take the standard deduction today, only 70%.
Well, I'm always amazed that the government just doesn't send you the precise bill for what you owe. I mean, so much paperwork is going back and forth that the government's like literally keeping track of it, that when you file your taxes, all of a sudden, why am I getting a notice months later that's like, oh, you still owe us more? Well, if you knew that in the first place, why didn't you just send me a bill for what I owe you?
Well, you do want to avoid that because there are a lot of gray areas in taxes. For most people, you probably could get away with that. Most people, it's a W-2 and a dog and a house, and they go to church on Sunday, and that's it, and that's their life. Probably could get away with that. But you generally want to stay away from the idea that the government is actually going to determine your tax liability for you, because once you open the door to that, then there's a huge bias in terms of that determination. So if the government says, hey, we think that your tax bill is $1,000, and when you go to do it, you say, well, I actually think I only owe $900, most people are just going to say, you know what, I can't fight City Hall. I'm going to pay the extra $100. Here you go. Which is why the left is really keen on doing exactly what you've described.
Wow, okay. I just walked into a total trap. And actually, that was a very compelling reason. Thank you for taking me away from that nonsense. I appreciate it.
Very quickly, I want to know, what is the most common mistake people make other than not filing?
Probably the most common mistake people make is buying into internet rumors as to what is deductible and what is not. Saying, well, I heard that, you can write off the value of your time, or you can deduct your commute going to work. Those things aren't true for most people. And that's why it's important that if you're not going to hire a tax preparer, and as I said, I don't think 85, 90, 95% of people need to, you also don't want to print off the forms and just start filling them out by hand either. That's probably not a smart move. You're going to want to lean on something that has some expertise in the tax system, whether that's a software program, whether that's a tax repair. Get somebody. This is something you wouldn't generally try to fix your own car. You wouldn't generally, if your computer broke, you generally wouldn't try to fix it. You'd find somebody that knows what the heck they're doing, or you'd at least go to the internet and you'd find some specific instructions as to what you're supposed to be doing. Taxes are no different. Taxes are a complicated reality of life. Get some help.
Big time. Ryan, well, thank you for helping us try to make it a little more simple to handle. Tuesday, April 18th, everybody. Thank you, Ryan Ellis, a tax expert.
Thank
really
you.
Appreciate your time here this morning.
Anytime.